RN Breakfast. We say good morning, Warwick Hatfield.
Good morning, James.
The AFL, the divorce comes before the wedding. What's going on?
Well, Paddy Ryder wanted to leave Essendon as part of the AFL trade period. He was given the decree nisi, if you like, by the Essendon Football Club yesterday. And while he was doing that, while the news came through, while he was actually flying to Cairns to drive up that pretty little road to Port Douglas, where he's going to get married this weekend. So it was sort of the final little narrative of a really tawdry, lots of other words, adjectives to describe a pretty unpleasant trade week. But anyway, Ryder will go to Port Adelaide, and Essendon, though, playing hardball, picked up Adam Cooney, a Brownlow medalist, no less, and also Jonathan Giles, the 26-year-old ruck from Greater Western Sydney, who's played that magical 50 games they reckon you need to have played before you become a good player. So Essendon will probably think, whilst they only 3 or 4 days ago were saying Patrick Ryder was the best ruckman in the competition and they wanted to keep him, they probably think at the end of this terrible old trade week where loyalty and contracts have been proven to mean nothing if you've got a manager who go out there and push your barrow to go somewhere else. It's the end of it all. I think the people who love and follow this sport will be feeling just a little bit let down by the whole process where captains left their clubs and promising young players were being traded all over the place. Just, I think tawdry is the best word to sum up this AFL trade period.
It'll all be forgotten once the season starts, no?
That's a long way away, but there will be people out there who will have a little clock on the right-hand side of their computer saying, 400 or 200 days or whatever to sleep the first to bounce of the ball.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. One sleep to go before the Caulfield Cup and a big shake-up in the field.
Yeah, look, Dan Dino, the horse that finished second last year, was scratched. Another horse was scratched. And this morning, two other horses are going to be checked by the vets before they're going to be allowed to start. It's been called the biggest shake-up of the top of the favourites in the history of the Caulfield Cup, almost. And look, you can understand why the vets and racing officials are wanting to check the fitness of horses at the moment because of those deaths. It's interesting that Lee Friedman, the prominent trainer, has written a very, very good column in the News Limited Media about the need for a shake-up of racing because of all the accidents that are happening and the deaths. Would you believe it? Corporate greed is seen as one of the reasons behind safety being pushed into second place behind the need to have bigger fields and more racing. So Lee Friedman wants all horses to be checked before races to make sure they're fit to ride so that they don't fall, bringing down the rest of the field, of course, with the tragic accidents that occur where young jockeys are killed. It's going to be an interesting Caulfield Cup field when we find out later on what happens with those two horses, including one of Gay Waterhouse's horses, The Offer. It's believed that it's got a couple of leg problems, which is going to be very, very unlikely to be cleared by the vets.
Hey, Warwick, yesterday we spoke about the rugby league star Jared Hayne, who plans to play gridiron in the United States, and we've got a lot of people writing in about what you said. Remind us of that.
Well, what I said was Jared Hayne will attempt to become the first NRL player to make it in the NFL, and some people wrote in and quite cogently said, what about Mark Harris? Now, if you're not as old as me, James, so you probably don't remember Mark Harris running amok for Eastern Suburbs. He trialled in the NFL with a side there, but didn't make it. He did play a few games in Canada, and in fact, they cost him a spot in a Kangaroos a team. But to make it in the NFL is someone like Benny Graham or Sav Rocker, who played 100 games, not merely trialling as Mark Harris did.
Excellent. You've explained it well, and we'll have you back later in the program, Warwick. Thank you very much.
Good on you, James.